Foreclosures hit a record high.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. More than 900,000 homes went into foreclosure in the first 3 months of this year. That's according to a report out this morning from RealtyTrack. Here to talk about this with us is our very own Jeremy Hobson in New York. He joins us live. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Stacey.
So, Jeremy, break some of these numbers down for us.
Well, foreclosure filings were up in the first quarter by 7% from the previous quarter, according to RealtyTrack. They're up 16% from a year ago. Listen to this statistic. One in every 138 homes received a foreclosure filing during the last quarter, which I have to say, as somebody who pretty regularly covers the housing market, is a bit surprising just because of all the other good news in the economy that we've been getting over the last several months, with the obvious exception here of the labor market. And that has to be feeding in. All that unemployment has got to be feeding into the amount of foreclosures we're seeing.
Is this problem concentrated in certain areas? Is it spread out across the country?
It's across the country, but the usual suspects are at play here. California, for example, accounted for 23% of all the foreclosure filings in the first quarter. Florida and Arizona come behind. And in terms of the highest foreclosure rate, it's Nevada, where one in every 33 housing units got a foreclosure filing. That is a 15% increase over the previous quarter.
Wow. Does the problem appear to be getting better, getting worse?
It's getting worse. And the troubling thing about that is, think about all of the programs the federal government has put into place to stem foreclosures. There are mortgage modification programs, foreclosure moratoriums in some states. And worse yet, if we can get any worse in this report, I'm sorry to say, Stacey, the company RealtyTrack predicts the problem is going to get worse as the year goes on.
Well, wish we had better news. But Jeremy, thank you so
Indeed.
Much.
Thanks.
Yesterday was a good day for U.S. markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a high for the year, 11,123. A mixed morning overseas. London's FTSE is off just a hair. Germany's DAX down about 0.1%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index added 0.1%. That partly on news, China's economy grew nearly 12% in the first quarter of the year. That puts China on track to overtake Japan as the world's second largest economy behind the U.S. Meanwhile, China is still picking up the pieces after a devastating earthquake rocked western China. Among the damages, a major hydroelectric dam, a critical source of power in the region. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong has more.
Chinese state media report the dam was cracked by the quake and faces risk of collapse. Rescuers are now patching it, and water is being released to ease pressure. The rescue effort has some Chinese geologists wondering if the dam was built to high enough safety standards, or if dam builders cut corners. Outside groups like International Rivers have expressed concern for years. Peter Bessard is policy director.
Dams in China, and particularly the older dams, have a very bad safety record. Thousands of smaller dams have collapsed.
Sometimes, he says, dam operators don't pay enough attention to nearby seismic activity.
Monitoring is not as thorough as it should be. Often they try to wiggle out of this responsibility.
China has half of the world's biggest dams. It produces more hydropower than anyone else, and it's exporting its dam building. Bessard's group estimates that Chinese firms are building or financing more than 200 projects in 49 countries. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Citrix, offering GoToMyPC, allowing users to work from anywhere via the web. More at GoToMyPC.com/market.
If you want to buy a beer in Pennsylvania, you either have to go to a bar or restaurant or to a wholesaler where you have to buy a whole case. But that might be changing. From the Marketplace desk of It's Noon Somewhere, Joel Rose reports.
Prohibition ended in the rest of the country almost 80 years ago. But in Pennsylvania, you still can't buy liquor, wine, or beer in convenience stores or even grocery stores. So it's a little weird to walk into the prepared food section at Wegmans supermarket in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, and find a bar with wooden stools, flat-screen TVs, even chatty bartenders. Laura Demetrio is having a drink after work.
If you look around, and you feel like you're in a bar. You don't feel like you're in a grocery store.
Technically, you're not. Wegmans also has a restaurant, which is why it's allowed to sell alcohol. Store manager Blaine Forkel says Wegmans has been selling beer to go in Pennsylvania for more than a year.
Our customers have overwhelmingly told us that they enjoy the choice of being able to make a purchase and not have to buy a full case of product.
And Wegmans may be just the beginning.
All I could say is, free my beer.
At a raucous news conference in February, State Senator John Rafferty announced a bill that would allow grocery and convenience stores to sell six-packs.
Consumer-friendly. That's what we're trying to do.
But Rafferty is running into bitter opposition from Pennsylvania's 1,300 licensed beer stores, which are only allowed to sell by the case.
3280, please.
Steve Benko owns Doc's World of Beer in Philadelphia. He's worried about what reformed beer laws would mean for him and his six employees. And Benko warns that they could lead to more underage drinking.
If I get fined, it's my tail. I'm responsible for watching underage drinking. If it goes into grocery stores or convenience stores, I'm not sure that person behind the counter really cares about who's buying the beer.
Even if the beer bill does pass, Pennsylvania would still have some of the toughest liquor laws in the country. If you want to buy wine or hard stuff, state stores are your only option. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
And finally, Lady Gaga's Bad Romance video has just become the most watched YouTube video of all time, nearly 180 million viewings. The video is a product placement blitz. It features Nemiroff vodka, HP laptops, a Nintendo Wii, and just so much Lady Gaga. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.